everybody. Happy Wednesday. I'm coming to you. I'm Danielle Agnew on mtradio.net with Sight Unseen. You know, you got to love these Wednesdays, you guys. We talk about everything on this show. We talk about a little something, something for everybody. You know, one of the things that I wanted to kick off today was to make sure to put our call-in number out there first, okay? Our call-in number, of course, is area code 406-545-4496. I'm putting this out there because I am looking forward to your calls today, especially in the area of the psychic phenomenon. Call me with your psychic questions coming up here later in the hour. But for right now, you guys, let's talk about what we've been doing for this week, okay? I got to tell you, I got a ridiculous amount of email that came in this week alone on a phenomenon that was in the sky. It was a bright white light. Hey, say that 10 times real fast. Bright white light, okay. That was actually seen in California, and it was seen in Oregon, and it was seen in the lower parts of Washington. Some folks, of course, in the California area reported a very large, I'm going to say it was a big orange orb, okay, you guys? And these little bitty BB-like glowing white dots were coming out of this glowing orb that was just hanging out in the sky, looking like a big orange crush freakout up there. And these little bitty white dots were then emitting this unbelievable spray. Now, people thought that there might have been some kind of, I don't know, activity spraying for mosquitoes. People also thought that there might be some fumigating going on, whatever. Well, obviously, there was not any sort of mosquito spraying, nor was there any sort of anything that had to do with chemicals and America or anywhere else. There were no missile tests. They called the Navy, they called the Air Force and said, do you guys know what's going on up there? Because we got some really weird, you know, phenomenon up here. And actually, nobody could report anything except hundreds and hundreds of calls flooding in that there are these white dots in the sky that are emitting some kind of spray. So if you go to my Facebook page, which is Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W, facebook.com/Danielle Agnew, what you're going to find is a picture of this thing. And I kind of love this because it looks like, seriously, the front end of a helicopter light and a comet had a baby. That's what this thing looks like. It's kind of freaky. If you look at it, though, what you're going to find is that it's not a helicopter, obviously. People weren't reporting any sounds. There's no spray coming out of something that is not a spraying flying machine like a helicopter or a plane or anything like that. And what it actually is, you guys, because I looked into it, I psychically looked into it, and what I saw was this unbelievable release of ion particles into the air. It was more like these little white dots were poking a hole in space-time. And what was flooding through the hole, now think of like in terms of a black hole or a white hole, what was flooding through the hole was this unbelievable mist or spray, which was really had to do more with the ionization in the upper atmosphere. And this phenomenon, as I looked at it, was a lot more akin to the Norway spiral. And I don't know if you guys remember what the Norway spiral was, but several years ago, just a few days before all the world leaders were to end up in Norway for a convention, this unbelievable spiral, looks like a pinwheel, it looked fake actually, starts spinning in the sky. And as the camera zoomed in on it, it opened up. And there was this black hole in the sky, and it was at night. So, of course, the hole that was black in the middle was blacker than the black sky, the night sky, that this thing had opened up into. And then this little corkscrew, a blue corkscrew of light, came out of the Norway spiral and hit the ground. Now, of course, this is documented on cell phones, and it's documented on video cameras, and it's documented all over the place. And it's pretty amazing When you actually get a chance to see what this thing looks like, because it really does look like space just opened up. And that's what the Norway Spiral was. You know, we have all kinds of off-worlders who do all sorts of things, mostly hang out around the Earth. That's not true. They have their own lives. But when they are here, you know, they do come down and they do talk to world governments and they hang out and everybody does what they do. And this was actually a dimensional portal that opened up over Norway just a few days before all the world government leaders were there. And the little corkscrew that came down was a lot more like an escalator. And so when we're dealing with off-world phenomenon, one of the things that I find so interesting about this is that here just very recently is this big orange orb seen in Central California and seen up around San Francisco and seen up around Oregon. Everybody's seeing this big orb and these little white dots that then open up pinholes in the sky, and some kind of comet dust or stardust, or it looks like a mist that's being sprayed, is coming out one end of this bright white light. So, of course, again, I'm looking into this and realizing it's the same sort of temporal phenomenon where you poke a hole in space-time and something comes from somewhere else. Now, what I thought was so interesting about this is that our coastal regions, especially on the west coast of the United States, are really still struggling with radiation issues from Fukushima. And nobody wants to talk about it. You hear about it on the news. No, you don't. Not unless you're actually reading BBC or following other countries' news broadcasts. You're not going to know, and you're not going to hear about the fact that Fukushima is still a radiation issue over there. And they were out of those, you know, four nuclear reactors. Three of them have already melted down. They are melting through the Earth's crust. Okay, this is not a psychic thing. This is just actually what's going on. You can Google this. And they are melting down towards the mantle of the Earth because they are very, very hot. So we've got a lot of radiation that's coming our direction. It has been ever since, you know, 2011, when that tidal wave moved Japan 9 feet west. There has been a ridiculous amount of, radiation hitting the west coast of the United States. And one of the things that our off-world community is doing is helping offset some of that radiation issues by basically pulling apart the radioactive particles. And they can do that and just end up having piles of particles. We try to do that and we cause explosions. Of course, they're technology is far greater than ours. So whatever they were doing, spraying out all this, you know, funky stuff, I found very interesting. And I don't think it was as much of a spray as it was whatever was coming from this place that they had poked a hole from, this very white, bright place. And it's obviously not a star because a star glows unilaterally. It wasn't a plane because there was no other sound and they were just floating up there with these big holes with all this particle matter coming through them. So if you've seen one of these things, actually, guys, call me up. If you guys have been observing any sort of UFO phenomenon or off-world phenomenon, the number, of course, is 406-545-4496 here at the MontanaRadio.net, MTRadio.net studios. Call up. I want to hear about your exploits with the off-worlders. I was in a discussion about 2 days ago with an individual here in Montana who has been seeing UFOs. And obviously this show isn't just about UFOs, but I thought I'd lead out with this today because I got so many inquiries on my Facebook page about, do you think this is real? Is this a hoax? What is this? Is this a bug sprayer from the front of a big chopper? What is this? I was in this discussion a few days ago with this individual who had been observing UFOs over Billings, which is where we broadcast from. And Billings, of course, is the largest city in at least Montana and Wyoming. I do believe one of the Dakotas, it has the largest population base here in Billings. You know, of course, North Dakota now has us taken with the Bakken oil field up there. But this individual was talking to me about the fact that they have been seeing all kinds of UFOs over Billings, which is a big, you know, for this area, it's a big city. It's about 180,000 people up here. And I realized Los Angeles, that doesn't even begin to count for about 1/9 of the people in the San Fernando Valley alone. I get that, but that's okay. And this individual was upset. And she said that she was really not feeling like these entities were friendly. She felt like they were not friendly. She felt like they were dangerous or that they were intrusive or they were spying. And you guys, they're not here to intrude or to spy. I mean, if they were going to take over the world, I guarantee you that our off-world community would have taken it over long before we wrecked the oceans and screwed up the climate. Okay, really. If you're going to take over a resort planet, don't wait till it's trash. Take it over while it's still awesome. So obviously, they're not here to take over. 2014 is going to be the year of disclosure, year of contact. 2013 was the year of disclosure. We talked about that last show. So this individual who was so worried, really worried about the fact that we were going to be taken over by UFOs, was citing all this conspiratorial talk about reptilian hybriding and showing me these videos, showing me these videos of different people on television, Barack Obama, Tony Blair, Vladimir Putin. And what they were showing me was their face supposedly morphing into a reptilian alien's face on the camera. Now, what they were showing me was actually digital pixelation distortion from the digital cameras that distort somebody's face, okay? And they're like, look at the pupils. Look, it's actually, his eyes turned into snake eyes. I'm like, no, this is digital distortion. It's an artifact. It's what happens in digital photography. No, this is an alien. Now, look, you guys, you don't have to like Vladimir Putin. You don't have to like the president. You don't have to like, I don't care who. It doesn't make them an alien, all right? There is just such thing as digital distortion. I do believe there's lots and lots of alien hybrids running around, but they're certainly not going to be in a position where you're going to see them morph on TV, you guys. That kind of ruins the whole, I'm wearing a flesh suit and look how covert I am. Kind of ruins that. So this gal I was talking was really afraid that we were going to be on the other end of an invasion. And I assured her that we are not, because I do get the Offworlder channel as well as the Angel channel. And I'll hear these guys chattering on about whatever they chatter on about. And it's mostly rather boring about what they're doing up there or what their business is for the day. But it brought me to a really interesting focal point. And that is that this month has been freaking full of paranoia. People have been so flippin' paranoid this month. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but here I have been dealing with a bunch of wonderful people, and even very level-headed people have been experiencing unusual amounts of paranoia. We are talking walls of paranoia. As a matter of fact, if you've been unduly freaked out and it's caused problems in your workplace, your family, or your home, or you work with someone who's been unduly freaked out and it's caused problems, give me a call and let's talk about it. Let's look into it psychically and see what the problem with that individual is, or let's get to the bottom of your problem. Area code 406-545-4496. Give me a call and we'll talk about your weird people stories that you're happening to be experiencing this week. For me, I have been noticing this unbelievable paranoia. And I think when I looked into the ethers, because for me, if I'm noticing something like this, then there's a reason. There's a reason this is happening, and I'm going to take a look into it. So I go looking into it, and one of the things that I see hands down, is that we have got a significant amount of not only astrological pressure right now, but there's a lot of earth energy that's moving. Those of you in the American Southwest, okay, you're going to be feeling a lot of weird EMF coming up from the ground. Here in the city of Billings, which is a beautiful city in a valley, there's a dormant fault line that runs right down 27th Street, which is a big main drag in the downtown area. And that fault line has been leaking EMF, electromagnetic frequency. It's been leaking geothermal energy. So there's things moving in the earth. And you guys have to remember the brain is an electromagnetic organ, okay? And when we're dealing with electromagnetics or geothermal energy, which is also very electromagnetically charged, you're dealing with messing with the receiver in your brain, which is the brain, that deals with all this electromagnetic activity. And that's really tough. That's tough on people. It makes people weird. It's like take the full moon effect and jack it up. And this paranoia that people have been laboring under is crazy. I mean, it has been really difficult. I've had clients who are sure that their husband is cheating on them, their wife is cheating on them. They're positive that they're going to get thrown out of their job. I mean, it's almost like somebody put some strange paranoid zombie drug in the water and people are losing it. Doesn't matter what part of the country you're from, I'm noticing this across the board. So I thought I'd let you guys know that before you, you know, get your biggest dinner spoon and dig a bomb shelter in your backyard and hide in it, okay, there are things going on that are affecting that electromagnetic organ, the brain, to make you feel weird. Right now we have what's called a grand water trine in astrology, the grand water trine. And the grand water trine is actually a very favorable emotional aspect in astrology, but it also fuels its emotion. So if you're freaking out, it fuels whatever you're going to be feeling like. People feeling defeated right now, people feeling hopeless. And again, a lot of that is a side effect from too much EMF in the ethers and in the air. And again, EMF is electromagnetic frequencies. EMF is common when dealing with any sort of electricity. EMF is naturally found not only in the human brain, but in lightning. So there you go. And so if you're dealing with all of this EMF, you guys, it's going to mess with your brain. And this is important to bring up because we've got some really crazy stuff going on in the world right now. Obviously, the ISIS crisis, there's a lot of tension in Ukraine and Russia. And I was looking into the ethers, looking through the psychic blinds before I got here to check out what's going on with Russia. I actually was cast in a television show that films in Ukraine. And I declined the show because, for obvious reasons, it's too messed up over there. And I felt bad because the casting agent actually gets back with me in her English that's better than my Ukrainian, okay? But she gets back to me and says, you know, is there any way we can get you to come? And I didn't want to be rude and say, well, actually, your country is making me nervous because it's got so much unrest in it. I just simply said, it's not really going to be commensurate with my schedule, which is true. However, I got to looking at this situation over there. And I got to looking at what's going on with, you know, Vladimir Putin and his odd behavior. And I don't know if you guys have been tracking Putin, really. I mean, I'm sure you have lives and are doing other things. You probably are tracking Jay-Z or Kim Kardashian over Vladimir Putin. But just in case you are, his behavior has been really, really erratic. I mean, extremely erratic. Russia's now saying, don't fly your airplanes over us. We'll shoot you down. I mean, it's really gotten crazy over there. And I got to looking at Mr. Putin, and it's sad because in my work, everything is an energy signature, you guys. And in my work, I can actually tune in and take a look at what somebody has going on inside of them, medically. Now, always go to a medical doctor, okay? I am not a doctor, but everything in the body has a resonation. And poor Vladimir Putin, really, for all intents and purposes, is when I look at him, what I see are all these symptoms of this middle onset dementia. And this is somebody who has either got early onset or middle onset dementia. They're not really thinking correctly. And I kind of feel bad for the guy, actually, because I look down the road and I see some untimely things coming for him that are a direct result from, you know, some of his choices he's making. That's his own karmic path. But you consider that you've got a very powerful country with a leader who is suffering from what looks to me to be a dementia. And you think about how fragile the world dynamics are right now. And there's quite a number of fragile world dynamics. And is it any wonder that we have off-worlders popping up and trying to help out the fact that we have radiation poisoning that we can't even get under control? And we do. It's fairly mild, but it continues to happen. It's getting into the tuna. It's getting into the West Coast through the tidal currents and the wind. I mean, it's kind of a big deal. We have leaders of major countries who are running unchecked, suffering from delusions. Literally, when I look at them from my perspective, they are delusions. And you've got all these people who are feeling this geomagnetic pressure from the earth, who are getting paranoid and crazed and whatever. And you guys, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here. I'm trying to bring up the fact that there is cause and effect to everything. There's a tide to all of this. And there's a reason that all of this is happening. And we are on one of the most major precipices. Is that even a word? I don't know. Precipices? Precipices pieces? I don't know. Whatever. We're at a major crossroads, gang. And we as a species can pretty much decide if we're going to keep being a bunch of tools or if we're going to get it together and we're going to work together. And there's very polarizing things happening right now. So I want to encourage anybody listening today that if you are in a workplace and people are completely losing their minds, all right, or you are in a family unit and the family unit is blowing up, don't feed the chaos. Don't feed the chaos. I know you wanna. I know you wanna. If somebody pokes you in the eye, you wanna poke them back three times as hard and once in the other eye just to stay there. So there. Don't feed the chaos right now. The planet is a living biosphere, you guys. A living biosphere. The planet is alive. We are alive. The air is alive. The ground is alive. The trees, obviously, are alive. The stone is a form of life. It is flesh to a biosystem that we are part of. And we cannot extricate ourselves without freaking out the rest of the biosystem. If my heart decides that it doesn't want to be part of the body, that's going to cause problems for every single other organ. If my liver decides it doesn't want to be part of the body or decides to throw a fit, everything else starts shutting down. We are mirror microcosms as human beings for the entire planet of Earth, okay? And so I'm getting all this mail, email, I'm getting it through Twitter, I'm getting Facebook mail with people saying, I don't understand what to do, my family's falling apart, my husband won't talk to me, my wife is crazy, my children have run off with my credit cards, nobody's listening to anybody else. You guys, this is a direct effect of many, many things. And just like one organ of the body cannot get along without the rest of them, you can't be sitting here feeding the chaos and then complaining that Vladimir Putin is crazy. You can't do that. You don't get to do that. That is not cool. Okay? That breaks the spiritual physics rule. If really what's bothering you is the ISIS crisis and this incredibly tense stuff between Ukraine and Russia, and that's going to get really gnarly over there, you guys. I wish it wasn't going to get gnarly, but it is. And you know how we can help it not get gnarly? Is that we can actually send love and good thoughts in that direction rather than thinking, okay, Vladimir Putin, you're crazy and I hope you fall off the face of the planet. How about sending the guy some healing? Because he's got something, it's my observation that the guy's got something not right with him upstairs, okay? He's got something that's failing in his organ called the brain. So why don't we send him some healing? Why don't we send the fear in the terrorist hearts that are killing all these people over there in the Middle East? Why don't we send them some peace? You know, violence begetting violence doesn't do anything but propagate violence. I hate to tell you. Until there's nobody left and there's no more guns and there's no more ammo makers and it's all done. And I'm not saying we should let people walk over the top of us, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't stand up for ourselves. What I'm saying is to feed chaos with chaos begets chaos. And we are not designed to be chaos manufacturers. We can do it if we want to. We're human. We have free will. We can do whatever we want. But the human beings are not actually designed to live in duress. That's something that we have tried on just to see what in the heck we can do with it. And we try to learn through pain, and that's kind of ridiculous. But we don't need to learn that way. And this is probably going to land on some of you the wrong way, and it's not intended to. But guys, if you're finding that your life right now, with all this weirdness that's going on in the earth that I've been talking about, if you find your life is just spinning into chaos, okay, you got to remember that you are a participant in your life. Nobody is a huge giant victim in their life. Okay. And people do get victimized and good things happen to bad people. Yes, that does happen. However, if something's not going right, I'm not saying it's your fault, but take a few steps back and say, okay, wait, am I feeding the chaos here? Because if I am, chaos begets chaos. That is spiritual physics 101, gang. It is. You know, if you're dealing with a lot of chaos right now and you're having trouble not buying into the chaos and the drama, and you're having trouble not throwing gasoline on the drama fire just to watch it go up, and you'd like some tools, maybe from your angels or from somebody, to get you through this behavior that's netting you some very dysfunctional results, let's check in with your angels. Give me a call. Area code 406-545-4496. Give me a call with your questions about some chaos in your life that you're having a really hard time sussing out. Because it's, you guys, we learn through chaos, but we don't have to. We learn through chaos, but we don't have to. We choose to. And, you know, last week, my co-host of the upcoming show, The Soul, with Roy Pack, my co-host Roy and I last week on The Soul, we're discussing accountability and what it means and how difficult it is for people to take accountability, to be accountable, to have accountability. And when we're talking about trying to not feed the drama bug, guys, that's tough. That is really tough. You know, we have just come out of a 100,000-year masculine cycle. It ended on December 21st, 2012. The Mayans referred to this as a rebirth time. The Christian calendar, of course, would evaluate that as the end of the world, which it's not. It was just a transition into a 100,000 years of a female cycle. And I don't mean a 100,000-year period, because that would suck. We're talking a 100,000-year female cycle. And in that female cycle, it's actually a very powerful time, you guys, because there's a lot of power in the feminine, especially for men. Because this is all about really getting behind and nurturing what we've already built. Okay? I will tell you guys straight up, all right, do not shoot the messenger. I'm just reporting on this energy signature. If you are trying to push the river right now and force and push and take over, you're going to have a really hard time. Because the energy signature just does not support that. We have done 100,000 years of conquering. I mean, what are we going to conquer? The bottom of the ocean? The moon? What? There's nothing left. We're wrecking the oceans at record pace. So now, it's natural, because nature swings like a pendulum, that we have entered into a 100,000-year feminine cycle. And what that means is we're supposed to uphold and nurture and take care of and foster everything that we've built. Everything that we've built needs help right now, including our interpersonal relationships, including our family units, including our jobs and our careers. We need to forward them ourselves rather than waiting for the man to come and push us along, and the man's going to go before me, and the man's going to poke a hole through the wall, and then I'm going to walk through behind the man. Guys, it's not the energy signature right now. The universe is relying on you. Fantastic. We got a call here. Caller, you're on Sight Unseen with psychic medium Danielle Agnew. That would be me. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sue. I'm calling from Culver City, California.
Fantastic. Sue, what is your comment today? What can we do for you?
Well, you had said, I called in because you said, let's tune in and see what the angels have up the sleeves for you, more or less. And the little buggers aren't talking to me, so I was wondering if you could get a word or two out of them.
Oh, my God. Don't you hate it when they get rude like that and they just tune out? That is just crazy.
Yeah.
Well, what can we look into, darling? What kind of question do you have?
Well, I am living on the knife's edge, basically, and I'd like to be in position for a better job and for an actual home.
You know, the transition, they will manifest, darling. I'm looking at your timeline here. I'll tell you what's going on here. It's like, you ever been trying to land in an airport and all of a sudden you're circling and you're circling and you're circling, and finally about 25 minutes later, the captain comes on and says, we're sorry, we've been circling LAX for the past 15 minutes because we're waiting for the clearance to land. And what's going on with you is I'm looking at the angel who walks with your life path is talking to me about massive transitions that have been going on in yourself. This is major release work that you have been doing that's big and powerful and intense. And when we release all this stuff, it's like, say you had 6 U-Hauls full of stuff and you're kind of giving it away as you go. And pretty soon you're kind of aware of the fact that you got about a U-Haul's worth. That's going to make a difference in where you move in. And the analogy, of course, that they're giving me here is really about emotional room. And so it's not like the universe has been withholding something from you. You've been going through huge transitions. And it's being lined up for you. How it's actually starting with a different type of job, okay, that's going to be rather lucrative for you. And then the housing, it doesn't look like a very big place, but it is a stable place and it is your place. And so this, again, this is coming in on the other side of you relaxing into this wave. And you have been. And actually, the angel who walks with your heart is going off about the fact that you actually have been doing exquisite at letting go of old patterns. These are fight patterns that you've let go of.
Okay.
And this is, well, yeah, and this is a really, really good thing for you. So as you're letting these things go, Sue, what's going to happen is that you're going to notice that they're talking about the 11th hour. And these are things coming through under the door jamb at just the last second when you're least expecting it. And you may not be in the financial position or the home position right this second, yet I see provision, right at the last minute, here comes something under the door jamb to kind of help you out. I realize that gets tiring. Yet you're, yeah. Okay, and that's what these angels want you to know, is that what you seek is already on its way to you. It's just taking a little time, not a whole bunch more time. Actually, I see you getting, this is... I don't want to say a better job. It's not about that. I see more financial prosperity coming to you, and that's going to deeply affect your living situation. So all you have to do is just keep doing what you're doing. I know it sounds stupid. You are trying every day. You're out there. You're doing what you can. You are dissolving into the flow that's attempting to put you somewhere, and that's exactly what's going on. So these guys have not given up on you.
Thank you, Danielle.
It's really true. I know that sounds trite and lame, but it's not. It's not. They haven't given up on you. And for those times when it's a little tough, always make sure to have your extra bourbon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sue. You have a great day in Culver City down there.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Guys, again, you are listening to Sight Unseen. I am psychic medium Danielle Agnew. I am your host. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd love to be taking your psychic calls about what's going on in your life. If you'd like to look into your love life, if you'd like to look into anything that's not going the way you wish it was, or maybe you're just curious about what these aliens are, or maybe you've got some comments about it, give me a call, 406-545-4496 right now. A quick break, and we'll be right back. Hi, Danielle Agnew here. Some people call me a psychic, others a medium, but at the end of the day, I'm just a person who works with my spiritual abilities with the intention of helping people. Reputable psychics are here to help you, not to convince you that you need them. If you find yourself too dependent on consulting a psychic for answers, it's time to take a step back. No one else but you holds the power to change your life, so trust yourself. For more information on how spiritual abilities work in our everyday life, visit the facts page on my website at Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
At Renville Marketing,
We understand that your career and your projects are your life. We offer affordable monthly packages to drive traffic to your social media pages, boosting your Twitter followers, Facebook likes, and YouTube views in large numbers. Large numbers play a large part in getting you in front of the people who want what you have to offer. Visit us today at RenvilleMarketing.com. That's R-E-N, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, marketing.com.
I never believed in ghosts. I always kind of wondered, oh, there's got to be some explanation, you know, until now.
Recent Gallup polls show that 90% of Americans have either experienced some paranormal activity or believe it exists.
You have to be very careful on what you're tampering with.
Their shadow passed between the boards and the window. Did you see that?
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, right back with you. You are listening to Sight Unseen, and happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday indeed. Guys, there was somebody who was actually trying to call in, if I'm not mistaken. Our tech was letting me know that during this last call. So if you were trying to call in there, make sure to give me a call back at area code 406-545-4496. There you go. I love our little caller sound. This is terrific. Hey there, caller. You're on the air with Danielle Agnew in Sight Unseen. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is in Billings.
What's that?
I said this is Valerie in Billings.
Valerie in Billings. Fantastic. What can we do for you, Valerie?
I was just letting you know that what you were talking about with the Discord and the whole thing going on, that is, our whole family was sitting at dinner listening to you, and my daughter, my son, everybody's jaw dropped. We just got done with, like, the most torrential argument with a 9.5-year-old teenager.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's a little bit Old West out there right now, isn't it?
Yeah, at work, you know, just, I can't talk about exactly what I do, but it's been a lot of self-doubt and defeating, you know, beliefs, and it's been insane.
Oh, man, Valerie, I'm so sorry. Well, listen, this is what your angels have to say about that, okay? Stick to your truths, especially in your workplace right now. There's a lot of illusion that's coming down the pike, all right? It's blowing up left and right over there. And
absolutely.
Okay, and your angels are showing me there's a lot of blame game going, and it's people blaming this person or blaming that person. Go ahead and step out of the chaos. And this is, if you're listening today and you're going through weirdness, trust me, step out of the chaos because it's just not functional. So for you,
absolutely.
Right? Okay. So for you specifically too, you may be noticing, and your family may be noticing, that everybody is wanting to push each other, push the boundaries. Remind you guys, remind each other that you are loved. This is happening because people are fearful. We are fearful we're not being heard. We're fearful we're not being seen. And in the way that people are reacting to this, Val, is that folks are getting nasty. So,
exactly.
So if you're out there and you're having, like this family, she's talking about this family tonight. If you're struggling in an area and you're feeling like you're not heard, calm down. That is the inner chaos. That is the inner insecurities. Those are the shadow issues coming up. You guys, I'm going to bang on shadow issues for the duration of September. Everybody's shadow issues are coming up right now. And these are huge for people. So if you're having problems and you're not understanding why, just relax and try to melt into the surroundings and understand that people are not here. The people who love you are here to love you. People are not here to make your life harder. And this just in too, Val, they're talking about, your angels are talking about the fact that we're already also in the shadow period for Mercury retrograde, which starts on October 4th.
Those are bad words for me. Mercury in retrograde. Ryan just said, I thought we were out of Mercury retrograde.
Regrettably, no, we are not quite out of Mercury retrograde. In fact, we haven't started it yet, but this shadow period is going to be a little tough. And it's a little elongated. And here's the deal, though, you guys. Mercury retrograde affects communication and mechanical equipment. Okay, I peeked ahead and the kind of difficulties that we're going to have for this retrograde, not as much with mechanical and computer problems, thank God, but we are going to be doing, we're going to be having difficulty with misunderstandings. And I am looking at this discussion around the dinner table and I swear to goodness, honey, somebody could have said the sky is blue and the person across them would have said, don't call the sky brown. I mean, it's like you guys, right. Okay.
That's, we don't speak the same language today.
Yeah, that's right. And that's going to be happening for a lot of people. So when you notice this happening, just take a step out of the chaos and say, guys, I don't think we're even talking about the same thing. Let's take a few steps back and try this again. The name of the game here is to not, the name of the game is to avoid assumption in this Mercury retrograde. This is going to be about misunderstandings based on defensive assumptions. So now that you guys all know that.
I totally get it.
Okay, good. You know, and you're good. By the way, they just want to tell you about your workplace. This is going to mellow out for you. You are not going to have a horrible, discordant work environment at all. It's going to mellow itself out. You know, and again, without getting into it on the radio, the folks, and I see more than one that are propagating this negativity, they themselves are the ones that are uncomfortable and have some issues that it'll be interesting to see if those folks are around in 6 months because of their discordance.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense.
So you, darling, you hang in there and love on your family and remind them they love you too. And this is just a time of great misunderstanding. So we just need to work a little harder to make sure people know what we're talking about.
Fabulous. Thanks so much, Danielle.
You're welcome, Val. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely right.
Bye-bye. I'm glad she called because we are so running into that with people just not getting what we're saying to them. And it's freaking people out. And I had a client today who came in and the poor guy was just completely sideways about some things that his fiance had said. And his angels were literally standing there looking at me with this blank expression, like that's not actually what the fiance said, but this is what he is choosing to interpret it as because he has shadow issues that he requires a catalyst to remove. So in other words, this poor dude is hearing all this negative stuff because he's got some really kind of, you know, sad, weird, creepy things to work out. His skeletons in his own closet. And the only way he could work it out was to pin this kind of stuff being said that wasn't even being said on this woman that he was afraid of losing. It was crazy. So when you guys are dealing with your chaos out there, remember we're in the shadow period for Mercury retrograde and the name of this retrograde is misunderstanding and assumption. So if you're getting your feelers hurt because you're just pretty sure that somebody said something terrible about you or to you or whatever, take a step back and say to yourself, oh my God, we're in this retrograde right now. That's right. Crap. And if you're finding that you have a need to hang on to the anger, even after you've pretty much determined it's just your own assumption, then it's time to do an emotional inventory on the self. That has nothing to do with anybody else. If you're mad after you figure out that somebody didn't even mean what they said, or they didn't even say what you thought they said, and you're still mad, it's because you're trying to work something out in yourself. And it's okay if you do that. Just make sure you're not hanging somebody else out to dry for something they didn't say. Because that, oh, you guys, that's going to be hell to pay. Mercury retrograde this year goes from October 4th all the way through till October 25th. So you want to make sure that you are good and clear in your communication. Speaking of good and clear in communication, if you're wondering about your love life, if you're wondering about your life path, if you're wondering what the heck is going on in the ethers and you have a question, give me a call. I'll chat with your angels about it. Area code 406-545-4496. And we'll get to the bottom of whatever is currently ailing you. You know, we are ultimately responsible at the end of the day, you guys, to make our life better. And we create a lot of excuses why we can't do that. We decide we can't exercise because it takes too long. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys, my exercise up to this point in my life has been pretty much raising a martini glass and a guitar. Okay. And I decided when I turned 45 that I didn't want my body to completely fall into a pile of poo. So I decided to actually do something. And so I started working out at Fit Body Boot Camp here in Billings. And I thought, my God, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this. I'm going to throw up on myself in the first 5 minutes. Well, I basically made it through, and I've been doing that since February a couple of times a week. And, you know, if I don't feel like going, it's because I don't feel like going. It's not because the devil made me do it. It's not because I have some emotional trauma from when I was 6 years old and now I can't really go. Or it's not because I'm so busy I can't stand it. It takes freaking half an hour to do boot camp, you guys. I have a half an hour in my life, okay? Point being is that we are the ones who change our lives. And if you're finding that you can't get away from this addiction to drama that you're having, and this addiction to not being able to go forward, even though you may know, hey, it's Mercury retrograde coming up and misunderstanding is going to be the name of the game. So I need to really watch myself so I am not coming off like a tool to my family members. If you're still wanting to pick fights, if you're still finding that there's this discontent in you that will not rest, gang, that's because there's something in you that needs some calming down. That is not anybody's fault. And it's okay if you're feeling like that, because this is the time for shadow issues to get flushed forward. You just need to be responsible about it and don't bludgeon other people because you're cranky. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that in life. Again, you guys, give me a call, 406-545-4496. We're talking on Sight Unseen about the chaos, the addiction to chaos, the addiction to drama, people's shadow periods, their shadow issues, things coming up that deeply trouble them. We're talking about aliens. We're talking about world leaders with dementia, Mr. Putin, Vladimir Putin, which I have detected. This is not, of course, out in the media that this man has dementia. This is something that I have psychically looked at and determined that the energy signature in this man's head is really sideways. And he really does think he's just going to rule the world. And, you know, everybody does want to, according to Tears for Fears. So we need to be careful with the intentions that we lead in. It's funny, you know, I have angels too. We all have angels. And I will get told to talk about certain things on this show. And I do. I sit down and I'm like, well, what are we talking about today, guys? And the resounding message today, really the bottom line of all of it, of the don't buy into the chaos, be a good person, you know, whatever, walk your sister across the street message today, is that we have such a connection to one another that when we're all getting unilaterally hysterical, the biosphere of the human psyche takes a dump. And we can't not be connected to other people. I mean, I wish we couldn't. Believe me, there's a ton of people that I wish I could not be connected to, but I am connected to all of them and they are connected to me. Ann Coulter. Who knows who Ann Coulter is? Ann Coulter is a talk radio host. She is an author, a pundit, a very, very right-wing conservative woman. I'm not sure if she actually really is that right-wing and conservative or if she just talks like that to sell her books. Who knows? But that's the persona she puts on, Ann Coulter. And Ann Coulter would probably not go to lunch with me. I would go to lunch with her. I think it'd be a hoot. Me and Ann Coulter. Wow. But if I got the chance to, she's a very polarizing person. She believes that if you don't believe the way she believes, then you should just flush yourself down the toilet and end it all. And I would love to have a conversation with her and explain to her that she is actually connected to me and I am connected to her. It doesn't mean she has to like my big gay butt, but the fact of the matter is we are connected. And in that connection, there is great understanding. And here's the thing, you guys, as we go through the rest of September, and we're going to need to know this, we're cresting into October. Obviously, hello, because October follows September. But what we have to look forward to in October, there are some really heavy energy signatures that are going to be there. And these are energy signatures surrounding change. I didn't say bad and I didn't say dark, so please do not get into the Mercury retrograde misunderstand and twist around what I just said. Heavy means weighted. It means predominant. So we're going to have some really predominant energy signatures coming up in October that we as a connected biosphere, as a human species, as one body, are feeling coming. We're feeling a future event coming and people are reacting to it right now. And that coupled with the complications brought on by the shadow period for Mercury retrograde, and people are feeling really jacked up. So when we're looking at October, guys, there's going to be the clearing away of many old systems in October. Okay? And that can be through many, many modalities. And we're looking at some world conflict issues. We're looking at some company issues, great big large fiscal corporation issues. There's going to be a lot of old systems come crashing down in October and new things starting. So, of course, what do? When we're human, we freak out because there's going to be change. So that's part of what we're feeling right now. So as you go into October, picture the planet Earth and wrap the planet Earth in as much love as you possibly can, even if you're not feeling it. Because, guys, it is a juvenile way of looking at being alive that somebody needs to make me feel really, really good so I can then make you feel really good. But somebody needs to make me feel good first. Well, no. You need to make you feel good. And it's nice if you have somebody in your life who cares if you feel good. Okay, let's put this in perspective. So get yourself feeling right in the head and send this planet and good vibes. And if you can't do that, then at least be nice to the person whose cubicle is next to you when you go into work on Thursday. You know, just be kind. Because we do have some very large changes coming up in October. If you're going through changes, if you're going through anything you'd like some discernment with, give me a call. Area code 406-545-4496 at the mtradio.net studios. We'd love to take your calls here. Look into what you've got going on in the ethers with your angels. Get to the bottom of whatever is ailing you. Make sure, and this is what these angels in this room are talking about. They're saying, make sure. Well, okay, they don't say make sure. I say make sure, but this is my translation of what they're talking about. Make sure that you are not going forward in this week waiting for someone else to fix everything. There is no someone else. You're the someone else. The days of somebody writing in and fixing is you are it. You are the cowboy who's going to write in and fix everything. And I know this is difficult for some people. There's a lot of resentment that I'm seeing that people are experiencing because people have worked really, really hard and they're not seeing the results they want. You know, our caller from Culver City, you know, not seeing the results yet that she would like to see. And those results are definitely coming for her. But you guys have to remember there's an entire universe around us. And there's a lot of moving parts that have to get put into place. And I realize that the human consciousness, we want to make it all about us and my problems and my stuff and my this and my that. And of course, if I'm starving or I'm out on the street, my problems then become huge to me. But in order for universe to rectify these problems, there's other pieces of the puzzle that have to get put into play. And these angels are kind of being tough lovey today, but it's kind of cool because a lot of times we feel powerless when we feel this much contention. Got another wonderful caller on the line. Caller, you're on Sight Unseen with psychic medium Danielle Agnew. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Danielle, this is Tammy.
Tammy, that's fantastic. I can hear you. Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia, fantastic, Tammy. Wonderful to have you. What can we do for you today?
No, I was just going to tell everybody that I work with Danielle sometimes, and she will not work with her, but she reads for me, gives me therapy. She's really good. I highly recommend her. She's great.
Oh, thank you, Tammy. Well, that's sure nice. See, now this is called putting love into the ethers right here. This is a fantastic example of paying love forward. Honestly. You know, Tammy, can I ask you a question?
Uh-oh, go ahead.
I am wondering, you're down there in the South. Have you been noticing an escalation in either the crazy factor with people is what I like to call it. Have you been noticing that in family groups or just...
Well, in between going to work and being at home, and I watch a lot of news, so I know exactly what you mean by Ukraine and Putin and all that good stuff, but it seems like people tend to focus on... I guess the news is not focusing 100% on the situation with Ukraine right now because they don't want to cause a lot of more hysteria. But yeah, in Georgia, yes, I would say so because I work in the medical field and I I noticed the other night at work that people were just irritable and angry. And I mean, it was just a lot of negative stuff coming out of people's mouths. And I was just like, kind of my mouth. I mean, I've had a lot of stuff I'm going through personally, which you know about, but I haven't, I try not to bring that up or let it, you know, I've tried to be positive at work, but listening, I was like, wow, that's.
Oh, that's rough. Intense.
Yeah, well, now, it has been. Yeah.
How do you deal with it? How do you deal with it when people are just absolutely uncorking on you? You work in the healthcare industry. There's mm-hmm. people that are suffering. They're feeling sick. They're feeling yeah. sad. How do you deal with not letting your own chaos bleed onto them?
Oh, it's tough. I mean, you just have to bite your tongue. You try to go in and as far as patient goes, the patients aren't as bad as what the nurses were. But I
right.
think it's just because they're under so much stress and there's so much going on. And it seems like that they're, you know, they're all this work is getting put on them more. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
Well, the fact that you're going in there, Tammy, and you are doing your best to spread love and light and positivity, that makes a difference. I'm looking at your workplace right now, and I look at your contributions in your workplace, and you make a huge difference there. You make an enormous difference. And you may be tired and you may not feel like going some days, but you still make an enormous difference. I mean, this is huge for you. Your ability to shine brightly where you are is amazing. And just before we're out of time here, I do have to ask, any UFO sightings down in the South? They're seeing them all over the place in the western half of the United States. How about down there?
No, I've never seen one. I've never experienced that. I would love to experience it. I haven't heard of it, but of course I haven't been listening to any radio shows or anything alternative in a long time. But yeah, that's what I originally had planned to call in about, but you were talking about the negativity or the high pressure vibes and the air atmosphere, but just about the, you know, I guess off world visitations and stuff. It just, you know, I guess I was just going to ask about that. Or you have another hour coming up though, right?
We do. Yep. I've got coming up with my co-host Roy Pack on The Soul. And, you know, absolutely feel free to call in. I would love to talk about mass hysteria with Roy. And I think I'm going to kick that off. And of course, you know, aliens, Ebola, the whole nine yards, you know, getting into that discussion. I would love for you to call back during that because that would be a great discussion to have.
Going to talk about that?
Absolutely. I'm going to kick the ball in that direction. Yeah. We're going to talk about mass hysteria.
I just wanted to call in and say, Danielle's great. So if you ever want a reading I hate the word reading. I think it's more of a therapy type thing because she can look into your whole life and give you real advice to make your life better and karmic patterns or issues that you've dealt with. That you know, ways to make life better. So it's not just, oh, this is what I see, this is what I see. It's very helpful.
Aw, thank you, Tammy. Well, blessings to you,
You're
my
welcome.
Friend. I sure appreciate that. And you have a beautiful, beautiful night out there, okay?
Okay, thank you. I'll listen into your next hour. Have fun.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You take care now. Bye-bye. Guys, you have been listening to, of course, Sight Unseen on mtradio.net. I am here every Wednesday from 7 till 8 o'clock, of course, Mountain Time. And I want you to stick around. I'm going to be coming up with my co-host, Roy Pack. We're going to be kicking off The Soul. Stick around on mtradio.net coming up.